Sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.
Olivia Cease, a sophomore, and Skylar Bauman, a senior, again getting two baskets to make the score 4-0. Franklin Monroe on top over the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. You are listening to WPGW AM and FM in Portland, Indiana, 105.3 FM in Portland, and FortRecoveryRadio.com today for today's basketball game here from the Fortside Fieldhouse. Starting for the Lady Indians today, we have Mara Pearson, Kennedy Mollenkamp, Alexis Wendell, Callie Wendell, and also Grace Guggenbiller on the board for the Fort Recovery Lady Indians here this afternoon. Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Tom Banna would like to wish the Fort Recovery Lady Indians the best of luck in today's game. Dr. Banna's staff includes Fort Recovery graduates Lori Tenn and Chrissy Hart. The Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Tom Banta, Highway 67 at the west edge of Portland. Dr. Banna would love to be your family's dentist. He is accepting new patients. Here's Alexis Wendell inside for Fort Recovery. Puts it up, can't get it to go down. Rebound Mara Pearson. Pearson with the ball back out front to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Back on the left to Mara Pearson. Back out to Alexis Wendell. Wendell at the free throw line, pops the shot and got it. Alexis Wendell gets the first basket for the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. And we have a 4-2 score. Here's a scramble for the ball, and they say Franklin Monroe lost it out of bounds, and it'll be Fort Recovery's basketball. So Kennedy Mollenkamp will toss it in here. Our first quarter scoreboard sponsor, Calp Pharmacy. You'll find Calp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, also Burn, Indiana, Union City, Indiana. And the location here in Fort Recovery does stay open late in the evenings, Monday through Thursday until 7, Fridays until 6. They're open until 4 on Saturdays and until 3 on Sundays. Calp Pharmacy, your Health Mart Pharmacy. Alexis Wendell over to Grace Guggenbiller. Guggenbiller drives and pops the 10-footer, no good. And the rebound comes down to Franklin Monroe. It's going to be Mara Pearson coming up with the ball. She passes down and shots up and good by Callie Wendell. Callie Wendell puts it in. And so that makes the score tied at 4-4, 5:22 to go here in the first quarter. And welcome to all of you who are also watching on the high school television network. Tonight, the big Hall of Fame basketball game here, the induction of the 1971 Fort Recovery Indian boys basketball team right here at the Fortside Fieldhouse this evening about 7 o'clock. We'll have the broadcast for you live on the radio. There's a foul called on Franklin Monroe. They're going to whistle that. Presley Cox, a freshman, gets called for the foul. Tie score 4-4 at the moment. Grace Guggenbiller will bring it up for the Lady Indians, passing on the right side to Callie Wendell. Wendell goes to Alexis Wendell, dribbles, passes underneath to Mara Pearson, up no good. Rebound comes down, Mara Pearson, Callie Wendell outside shot, 17-footer, misses. Rebound kicked out of bounds, I think, Franklin Monroe. And not sure who they're going to give the ball to here. Looks like Fort Recovery is going to get the ball. Grace Guggenbiller will toss it in here. Lady Indians fresh off a win the other night over St. Henry, 37-30, and a very nice victory for the Lady Indians at St. Henry. Here's a shot up and no good by Kennedy Mollenkamp. Still playing without Whitley Rammel today. However, Carly Niekamp is back on the team today and available if she is needed. Franklin Monroe had the ball, and it was knocked out of bounds by Fort Recovery, and here's Franklin Monroe tossing it in. Inbounds pass coming from Olivia Cease, and it's knocked out of bounds by Grace Guggenbiller, I believe. Yeah, she went up over the top of Mara Yontz, and so Franklin Monroe will have the basketball right in front of the Fort Recovery bench. Here comes the inbounds pass, and it's thrown out of bounds. Turnover on Franklin Monroe. Fort Recovery will have the ball right back where it was thrown in because it didn't touch anybody. And it's going to be Kennedy Mollenkamp. Kennedy did a nice job the other night. She was our second leading scorer against St. Henry. Grace Guggenbiller with the basketball over to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Kennedy will pass on the left to Callie Wendell. Back out top, between the circles, Alexis Wendell. Right side to Grace Guggenbiller. Grace dribbles the ball, tries to pass inside. It's kicked by Franklin Monroe. Excuse me. Mara Pearson will have the basketball. She will look to toss it in. Comes into Callie Wendell. Wendell passes on the left side to Alexis Wendell. Eric Catterley's our studio producer back at the radio station. Neil Spencer here at the game site for FortRecoveryRadio.com. There's a pass to Grace Guggenbiller, and they say she was tied up on the play by Franklin Monroe's Maura Yontz. And the Lady Jets of Franklin Monroe here at Fort Recovery today. No JV game, just playing the varsity game only. That's why we're starting so early here this afternoon. Here's a pass down. Franklin Monroe almost lost it, but got it back. Here's a drive to the basket, and missing the fairly easy shot was Skylar Bauman, and Grace Guggenbiller got the rebound. Over to Alexis Wendell, to Kennedy Mollenkamp on the right. Mollenkamp looks, passing back to Alexis Wendell, back up, no good. Rebound Wendell, back up, and no good again. Rebound comes down. It's going to be fought for, and it's going to be jump ball finally. Alexis Wendell for Fort Recovery, and for the Lady Jets, it was Olivia Cease in there to tie up Wendell. Ball goes to the Fort Recovery Lady Indians on the alternating possession. 3:27 left to go here in the first quarter, brought to you by Calp Pharmacy. Don't forget, Calp Pharmacy has a nice lineup of handicapped medical equipment in the Fort Recovery Industrial Park. Check out all the handicapped medical equipment items. Anything you need, you'll find it there in the Fort Recovery Industrial Park. And here's a pass into Kennedy Mollenkamp, who hit the basket. Her first basket of the day, and that makes the score Fort Recovery 6, Franklin Monroe 4. There's a shot by the Lady Jets. No good. By Kyra Barnes. Here's Fort Recovery back up and no good. Rebound up and no good. And we have a foul called on Franklin Monroe. In the lineup now for Fort Recovery, Kenzie Garkey comes into the game.
Foul number 12, Skylar Bauman for the Lady Jets. Her first, team second. Kenzie Garkey to the line, shooting two for the
end. Kenzie Garkey at the free throw line for Fort Recovery here. Up and good. That makes the score now 7-4. Lady Indians with the lead here. Up and good again. So Kenzie Garkey hits both free throws. That makes it now 8-4. Down it goes, up and no good, and a foul's going to be called on Sage Luthold, who's in the lineup for Fort Recovery, as she fouled Kyra Barnes. So Kyra Barnes will go to the line for two shots. Kyra Barnes. Here comes the free throw up, and it is off the back of the rim, no good. One more for Kyra Barnes. It's up, and it is no good off the front of the rim. Missed them both. Still 8-4. Fort Recovery got the rebound. Callie Wendell chased it down. Here's Kennedy Mollenkamp across the timeline. Kennedy comes down, free throw line, passes to Sage Luthold. Shot is way short. Rebound Callie Wendell. Out to Mara Pearson. Mara drives the lane, pops the shot, and got it. Mara Pearson with her first basket. So down comes Franklin Monroe with the basketball. And it's knocked out of bounds. They say it went off Kennedy Mollenkamp. Here comes the inbounds pass from Barnes for Franklin Monroe. Goes over here to Skylar Bauman. Now back over here on the right side. There's a shot fired up from the top of the key. No good. by Franklin Monroe's Jalaya Nichols. Rebound comes to Fort Recovery. Kennedy Mollenkamp with the basketball. Works her way to the right side, drives to the hole. It's no good, and she is fouled, I believe, maybe before the shot. Going to call the foul on Skylar Bauman. And they do say it's a shooting foul, so Kennedy Mollenkamp will go to the free throw line. Franklin Monroe, the opponent here, Fort Recovery today. Shots up, and it's no good off the back of the rim. Actually, a little bit off to the side, and then deflected from there. Kennedy Mollenkamp at the free throw line, bounces the basketball, puts it up there, and it is good. So Kennedy gets one of two to make it 11-4 now. Fort Recovery leads by seven. Franklin Monroe got the first 4 points of the game, and 7 points in a row here for the Fort Recovery. I'm sorry, 11 points in a row for Fort Recovery to give them a 7 point lead, 11-4. Ball's tipped away by Alexis Wendell, but Franklin Monroe goes back and retrieves it. Nichols with the ball. She'll come up across the timeline, top of the key. On the left side it goes. Back over to Nichols. Nichols dribbling the ball, passes back out top. With it, Olivia Cease. Olivia dribbles the ball, goes to the left. Hands off to to Kyra Barnes. Franklin Monroe, the Lady Jets, just passing the ball around the perimeter. Here's a shot from the left side. No good. Rebound comes down to Kennedy Mollenkamp of Fort Recovery. That was about a 17-footer. I don't think it was quite an 18-foot shot. And Lady Indians lost the ball out of bounds. Last touch by Sage Luthold, I guess. So it'll be Franklin Monroe's basketball with 1:08 left to go here in the first quarter of play. Again, tonight we'll have the game between Fort Loramie and Fort Recovery, the Hall of Fame game, and we'll have the Hall of Fame ceremony inducting the 1971 team into the Hall of Fame here at the Fortside Fieldhouse. 1971 boys basketball team that won the state tournament back in the day. Here's a shot fired up. It's no good. Rebound comes down to, they say it went off Fort Recovery. It'll be given to Franklin Monroe. Kyra Barnes missed that shot a moment ago. In comes Mara Pearson for Fort Recovery. Kennedy Mollenkamp will go to the bench.
Well, number 12, Skylar Bauman for the Lady Jets.
Here comes the inbounds pass for Franklin Monroe. It is blocked by Grace Guggenbiller, and Alexis Wendell picks it up back to Guggenbiller. Down comes Fort Recovery with the basketball. Mara Pearson way out front, and there's a foul called on Franklin Monroe's Kyra Barnes.
Foul number three for Franklin Monroe. Kyra Barnes, her first, team fourth.
31 seconds left to go here in the first quarter of play from the Fortside Fieldhouse. Grace Guggenbiller will toss it in to Alexis Wendell. Cal Pharmacy is our first quarter scoreboard sponsor. Don't forget they have a weekly prescription program. They'll deliver your prescriptions to you on a weekly basis. Ask a friendly Cal Pharmacy pharmacist how to sign up for their weekly prescription program. Mara Pearson drives, puts it up and in, and she's fouled in the act of shooting. Mara Pearson gets her second basket of the evening to make it, or the day, to make it 13-4. And Mara will have one free throw coming here. 12 seconds to go in the first quarter of play. Mara Pearson eyes the hoop and puts it up and got it. 5 points now for Mara. And she led us in scoring the other night against St. Henry. Franklin Monroe with the ball. They have 10 seconds to score on the left. And it's almost knocked away by Fort Recovery, but picked up by Franklin Monroe. And now it's loose again. And time runs out before Franklin Monroe is able to take a shot. At least the Lady Indians were able to keep Franklin Monroe from scoring there, or from attempting to score. So we're at the end of one quarter of play. The Fort Recovery Lady Indians, in this varsity-only game today, lead the Franklin Monroe Lady Jets by a score of 14-4. We'll be back in a moment, right after we pause for this.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalf of Kalf Pharmacy, a locally owned health club pharmacy. When you're in need of a new pair of diabetic shoes, at Kalf Pharmacy, our pharmacists can measure and fit your feet so both shoes and inserts can be custom to you. Kalf Pharmacy carries Anodyne or Dr. Comfort diabetic shoes and are able to bill Medicare, Medicaid, or insurance. So call Kalf Pharmacy in Fort Recovery at 800-686-2314 so we can help answer your questions or schedule a diabetic shoe fitting appointment. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
When you trust your money to a bank, you want to be sure it's in an account that's right for you. At the St. Henry Bank, we are your everyday bank for your everyday busy lifestyle. And we offer a variety of both personal and business checking accounts. And we take pride in helping you decide what type of account best suits your needs. Stop in and see us today. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Mark your calendars for Open House Week at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery. It's Wednesday through Saturday, January 26th through the 29th. Enjoy 15% off all filters for your Case IH and Kubota branded equipment. All parts are at least 10% off. There's refreshments every day and chances to win prizes. Please send your pre-order so that we can have your order ready when you come in. Wednesday through Saturday, January 26th through the 29th. Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery.
And, of course, that's coming up this week, this coming week. It's going to be Wednesday through Saturday this coming week for the Hall Brothers annual open house sale. All parts are on sale. There's a foul called on Fort Recovery. As Franklin Monroe had the basketball to start the quarter here. Thanks to Cal Pharmacy for being our first quarter scoreboard sponsor. Your friendly Health Mart Pharmacy. Again, don't forget, they're open until 7 o'clock Monday through Thursday nights here in Fort Recovery until 6 on Fridays. Free throws up, and it is good by Mara Yant. She will have one more. Bounces the basketball, where's number 22, it's up, and it is good again. So Fort Recovery with the ball. Again, welcome to all you listening on WPGW or FortRecoveryRadio.com or the High School TV Network. Glad to have you with us today. Franklin Monroe came up with the basketball, and there's a shot up and good.
3-point basket, Skylar Bauman.
Say a 3-point basket for Skylar Bauman. That's her 5th point of the day. And the score is now 14-9. And we got timeout called for Fort Recovery. Timeout, Fort Recovery. Full timeout, 14-9. Fort Recovery leads by 5. We'll be back in a moment right after this.
Remember that scene in the Indiana Jones movie where the old knight tells him to choose wisely? Hi, I'm Connor Ramble with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, choose wisely. Now, I'm not an old knight, but I do know insurance. From farms to factories to cars and ATVs, don't just spin the wheel and choose the first one that comes up. Insurance is too important not to have some local advice on what is wisest for you. FortRecoveryInsurance.com, your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
And certainly we send out our sympathies to the Fort Recovery Insurance family on the loss of Chuck Hine, who passed away on Wednesday of this week. Great guy indeed. Loved Fort Recovery, lived here all 68 years of his life, and spent his entire business time with the insurance business, with Hine Insurance and then Fort Recovery Insurance. Calling will be tomorrow from 2 until 7 at the Brockman and Beckman Funeral Home in Fort Recovery. And the funeral will be at 10:30 on Monday morning at the Mary Helper Christians Catholic Church in Fort Recovery. If you feel uncomfortable about going to the in-person service, it is going to be live streamed for you to see there. Check out information at Brockman Beckman Funeral Home in Fort Recovery. Okay, underway. Fort Recovery's talk things over here. Grace Guggenbiller outside to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Back over on the right to Grace Guggenbiller. Back out to Mollenkamp. Feeds to Mara Pearson on the left. Down to Callie Wendell on the wing. Callie passes cross court to Mara Pearson. Fort Recovery leads 14-9 here in the second quarter. Brought to you by K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. K&L is your New Holland and Kloss Farm Equipment dealer on State Route 49, south edge of Fort Recovery. Cross-court pass to Mara Pearson underneath. Missed it. And going to call a jump ball on the play. And it's going to go to Fort Recovery. Grace Guggenbiller will toss it in here. Grace goes out deep to Mara Pearson. Mara now to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp goes on the right side to Grace Guggenbiller. Grace back outside to Kennedy Mollenkamp to Callie Wendell. Wendell passing to Grace Guggenbiller. Guggenbiller dribbling, stops, fires, and misses. Rebound comes down, and it's going to go out of bounds. Who's going to get it? They say it. Last touch to Alexis Wendell of Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery has Alexis Wendell, Kennedy Mollenkamp, Callie Wendell, Grace Guggenbiller, and Mara Pearson in the lineup at the moment. Franklin Monroe puts it in play. They're being pressed by Fort Recovery, but not real tight. On the left side it goes. They're going to call traveling on Skylar Bauman of Franklin Monroe. Rather light crowd on hand here today at the game. Fort Recovery trying to win their second game in a row, as they're hoping to defeat Franklin Monroe here today after knocking off St. Henry the other night on Thursday night. Mara Pearson will come in, pops the shot, no good. Rebound comes down, and it's going to be picked up by Franklin Monroe. Getting the ball there was Nichols. She'll come down on the left side, back out front. Over on the right it goes. With the ball there for the Lady Jets is Skylar Bauman. Passes it off. Nichols has it again. Back out at the center circle is Olivia Cease. She'll pass over on the right. There's Presley Cox. Cox will pass out top to Cease. Cease will pass over on the left. That's Skylar Bauman with the ball. Drives in, and she's going to be fouled on the drive. It'll be out of bounds to Franklin Monroe. Guggenbiller comes in, and Kenzie Garkey comes in for Fort Recovery. Grace Guggenbiller goes out. And I think maybe Alexis Wendell went out. Here's a three-point shot, no good by Franklin Monroe. Rebound picked up by Kennedy Mollenkamp. Kennedy over to Mara Pearson. On the left, Alexis Wendell firing, missing. Rebound back up, no good by Mara Pearson. Up, no good by Mara Pearson. Up, no good. Up, no good. And then back in, finally. Finally scoring on the play was Maddie Guggenbiller on the rebound. They had about four rebounds there. Franklin Monroe calls timeout. Fort Recovery leads here at 4:46 to go in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter. 16-9, Lady Indians in the lead.
I need a better job where the benefits are great. A family-friendly company with competitive pay. Where people stop and greet me when they see my smiling face. Cooper Farms. More than a workplace.
Locations in Van Wert, Fort Recovery, St. Henry, Rossburg, and Coldwater. Start at $15.25 an hour for full-time production. Flexible options available too. To apply, visit CooperFarmsJobs.com. Cooper Farms, it's more than a workplace.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. For a tractor with big chore versatility and power, ask us at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery about the 140 to 165 horsepower T7 series tractors from New Holland. They're the all-around workhorse you need for loading, haymaking, mixing feed, and spreading manure. They offer choice of transmissions and unmatched versatility to power implements on front or back. Plus, you work your best in the quiet comfort of a Horizon cab. See us at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today.
With the basketball here is Franklin Monroe as they start the action after the timeout. Outside the nickel, she'll fire a three. It's no good. Rebound comes down to Maddie Guggenbiller. Maddie will pass off to Kennedy Mollenkamp, and up comes the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. Mara Pearson with the ball over to, back underneath it goes to Alexis Wendell, up and no good, and a foul's going to be called on Franklin Monroe. Alexis Wendell at the line with two shots. So far today, she has 2 points on a two-point field goal.
Her second, team six. Alexis Wendell to the line for the Indians.
It is up, and it is good. Alexis hits the first free throw. We have 4:03 to go in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter. Here from the Fortside Fieldhouse in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Wendell bounces the ball, puts it up, and it is no good, just a little short. Rebound comes to Nichols of Franklin Monroe. She'll dribble all the way down and lays it in. Nobody stopped her. Jalea Nichols scoring on the play. Makes it now 17-11. And there's a ball stolen by Nichols. Nichols will bring it up now for the Lady Jets. Out front with the basketball, Olivia Cease. She'll pass over on the left, back out top. Back on the right to Cease. She tries to go down low to Skylar Bauman. Bauman finally got it. Back outside it goes around the horn. Over in the left corner. Three-point shot is way off. Rebound Mara Pearson. As missing that was Mara Yant. M-A-U-R-A. There's a shot up no good by Mara Pearson. And we go to Fort Recovery. The ball's tipped out of bounds.
Number 10, Presley Cox, back into the game for the Lady Jets. As well as number 13, Elizabeth Alley.
Kennedy Mollenkamp will be at the line. I'm sorry, will be at the end zone, tossing it in. Mollenkamp comes in to Maddie Guggenbiller. Back outside it goes. With the ball there is Elizabeth Alley, who's in the game, puts the shot up no good. Alley gets the rebound, back up no good. The rebound comes to Franklin Monroe. Nope, Maddie Guggenbiller came out with it. And a foul's going to be called on Franklin Monroe. It's going to be whistled on Kyra Barnes.
Kyra Barnes, her second.
That's her second personal foul. It will be 1-1 for Maddie Guggenbiller. Maddie's a junior for Fort Recovery, 5'6 guard. Bounces the basketball. Lets it fly, and it is good. Very nice shot. Maddie has 3 points in the game tonight. She'll have one more here. Maddie with one more free throw. It's up and no good. Rebound comes down to Franklin Monroe to Presley Cox. Over to Olivia Cease. Cease with the basketball back out front at the center circle. Guarded by Maddie Guggenbiller. Now drives down the right side of the lane. Guggenbiller knocks the ball loose, but Cease got it back. And now we have a timeout called by Franklin Monroe to save possession. Timeout Franklin Monroe. 2:33 to go. Lady Indians lead over the Jets 18-11.
mechanical work on cars, vans, and more. See Wayne Oil on Forsyth Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Back at the Portside Fieldhouse, Rob Weaver here. Again, Eric Catterley is our studio producer at the radio station, WPGW, AM and FM in Portland, Indiana, and 105.3 FM. Neil Spencer here at the game site, producing for FortRecoveryRadio.com. And tonight we'll be right back here again on 100.9 to bring you the Fort Recovery Fort Loramie game. We'll have the Hall of Fame induction of the 1971 state championship team at 7 o'clock, followed by the game with Fort Loramie at around 7:30. Here's Fort Recovery's Maddie Guggenbiller stealing the ball away, and Fort Recovery has it on the turnover by Franklin Monroe. On the left side it goes. Alec lost the ball, picked up by Franklin Monroe. Down comes Jeliah Nichols, puts it up, no good. Rebound comes to Fort Recovery. Carly Niekamp back in the lineup today after missing a game because of illness, a couple of games because of illness. And the shot is up by Kenzie Garkey underneath on a layup to make it 20-11. Lady Indians lead by 9. Franklin Monroe works the ball around, sees back out in the center circle. Right side it goes to Jeliah Nichols. Back outside. Cease with the ball to Nichols. Nichols dribbles top of the key. He's on the right side to Cease. Back to Nichols. Nichols dribbling the basketball at the free throw line. Passes over on the left. Open shot is no good. Rebound comes to Kenzie Garkey. Down come the Lady Indians. Mara Pearson all the way. Up no good. Rebound back up and good by Niekamp. Carly Niekamp gets the rebound basket. Whitley Rammel is still out today with a concussion that she suffered a week ago. Hopefully they'll have her back next week. She banged her head with another player in the game last Saturday when Fort Recovery lost to South Adams. Here's a shot up and good. Nice pass underneath to Franklin Monroe's Skylar Bauman to give her 7 points on the day. She leads her team and all scorers in the game. Mara Pearson with the ball. 36 seconds left to go. Down low on the left side it is to Carly Niekamp. Back outside to Mara Pearson. Open from three and a little short. Rebound chased down by Fort Recovery. Here is Niekamp, short. Rebound comes to Nichols of Franklin Monroe. She'll come down, pass it off. Shot's up, no good, and a foul's on Mara Pearson. Mara Pearson picks up the foul. Rob Weaver here with you today with the broadcast from the Forsyth Fieldhouse High School Girls Basketball, Fort Recovery, and Franklin Monroe. At the line for the Lady Jets will be Skylar Bauman. If I were to guess, I'd say she's going to hit these. She's a pretty good shooter. Bounces the ball, eyes and flies, and missed the first one. So I guessed wrong on that one. Kennedy Mollenkamp, Grace Guggenbiller coming in for Fort Recovery. Alexis Allig and Maddie Guggenbiller going out for Fort Recovery. I should say Elizabeth Allig. This free throw is good this time by Skylar Bauman. So Fort Recovery with the basketball. 10 seconds to go in the half. They lead 22-14. K&L Tractor Sales and Service, our second quarter scoreboard sponsor. Mara Pearson up and in. Nice pass there from Kenzie Garkey. And that was almost an alley-oop play for the Lady Indians to give Fort Recovery a 24-14 lead at the half as the horn sounds
Fort Recovery led 14-4 at the end of the first quarter. And then the two teams each scored 10 points in the second quarter. So Fort Recovery leads 24-14 at the halftime. We'll return with more here from the Portside Fieldhouse right after this.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalf of Kalf Pharmacy, a locally owned health blood pharmacy. When you're in need of a new pair of diabetic shoes, at Kalf Pharmacy, our pharmacists can measure and fit your feet so both shoes and inserts can be custom to you. Kalf Pharmacy carries Anodyne or Dr. Comfort diabetic shoes and are able to bill Medicare, Medicaid, or insurance. So call Kalf Pharmacy in Fort Recovery at 800-686-2314 so we can help answer your questions or schedule a diabetic shoe fitting appointment. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in taking care of you when it comes to your banking needs. And through our website at sthenrybank.com, you can enjoy the anytime convenience of online banking, online bill pay, make loan payments, make credit card payments, view your account history and monthly statements and more. Stop in and see us and we'll help you set up your online account today.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The annual open house at Hall Brothers is set for Wednesday through Saturday, January 26th through the 29th. All parts are discounted during this week. Stock up now on oils, filters, sweeps, belts, and points. Everything you know you're going to need this year. It's our busiest week of the year, so feel free to pre-order and avoid the lines. Open house is coming up January 26th through the 29th at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
It's halftime here at the Portside Fieldhouse. Fort Recovery leading Franklin Monroe 24-14. I had a chance to talk with the head coach of the Fort Recovery Lady Indians, Holly Gann, prior to the game tonight, and here was that interview. Back at the Portside Fieldhouse, we have Holly Gann with us, the head coach of the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. And first of all, hey, congratulations. A nice win the other night against St. Henry, at St. Henry nonetheless.
Yeah, that was a great team win for us. And like I told the girls, you know, we're going every day into the gym, working hard, and we deserve one. And so it was really nice to come out of there and get that win and be able to come today and feel pretty good and wake up as winners on Friday. And it's just a good feeling. So we're excited to play again today for a varsity-only contest and, you know, see what we can do.
The game on Thursday against St. Henry was another defensive struggle in the first half, 11-11 at the end of the first half. But then you finally got that offense you were looking for in the second half of play, scoring 26 points in that half.
Yeah, and, you know, and that was just our thing coming in to the halftime was defensively they were having a hard time scoring against us too. So we just needed to have a little bit more composure, take care of the ball a little bit, and then try to maximize some of our strengths. So it was really good to see Mara come out and have a really nice third quarter and be patient, kind of let it come to her. And you know, she just wants it so bad. And so sometimes when you want it so bad, it just doesn't come that natural. So being able to take a step back and just making things a little bit more natural allowed us to be able to, you know, get a good, nice lead there.
Again, we're with Holly Gann, the coach of the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. Again, you had to deal without Whitley Rammel the other night. How long is she going to be out?
You know, we're expecting her really to get back into some contact play early next week. And so I think she'll probably be able to hit the floor for us on Thursday against Coldwater. That's kind of what we're shooting for. But obviously with concussion protocol, you know, those things can kind of set back just as quickly as they go forward. So we're just going to take a time and we got a long game here, so we really want to make sure Witt's nice and healthy for us for that tournament run.
That happened a week ago when she was injured in the game with South Adams. I didn't see exactly what happened. Did she bump heads with somebody or what?
Yeah, we did. We were going in, it looked like just for a screen, and setting a screen and coming around a screen, and the girl kind of lowered her head, and Witt was going in to set a nice, good, strong screen, and they just made contact, and kind of caught her off guard, and pretty much we didn't put her in after that. And like I said, we're just taking it slow. You know, basketball is definitely a game, and here I just keep telling her we care more about her as a person than getting her back on the floor in a hurry. So,
Niekamp back today?
Yep, Carly Niekamp is back in the lineup, so that's nice. And then we have just everybody else. So our starters for today will be number 4, Grace Kukenbiller, 15, Alexis Wendell, 20, Kennedy Mullenkamp, 22, Mara Pearson, and number 5, Callie Wendell.
What about Franklin Monroe real quick?
Well, they got a couple of really nice guards and super young, small teams. So since we're playing a varsity only, so they have a pretty small squad with sickness and injuries. So they're limited today. Probably going to play us a little bit of zone, which we haven't seen a lot this year. So we're going to have to be able to hit some shots. With that being said, I think that we can, I thought we boarded really well. And that boarding, rebounding in general has been a strength for us all year. So we're going to need to be able to rebound out of this 2-3. Which, as you know, it's harder to kind of get a body on somebody when you're spread out like that. So we're going to really focus on execution and be able to crash those offensive boards.
Okay, Holly. Well, hey, thanks very much. Let's hope we can make it 2 in a row today.
Absolutely.
Holly Gann, head coach of the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. We'll be back with more in just a moment here at the Fort Site Fieldhouse. Fort Recovery hosting Franklin Monroe here this afternoon.
Ever try to buy insurance online? Hi, I'm Connor Ramel with Fort Recovery Insurance. On the internet, it's hard to tell a computer your truck spends half its life in a field or that you keep your jet ski in a pole barn. Here, life's different than the big city or suburbs. So are our insurance needs. As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, we can address your concerns and a few you may not be aware of. Insurance done local. It's what we do. FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Better job where the benefits are great, a family-friendly company with competitive pay, where people stop and greet me when they see my smiling face. Cooper Farms, it's more than a workplace.
We're offering $1,000 sign-on bonuses for maintenance and CDL drivers. To apply, visit cooperfarmsjobs.com. Cooper Farms, it's more than a workplace.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canoe from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Building the future starts with the right tools. That's why you should ask us at K&L about the hardworking, dependable construction equipment from New Holland, including skid steer loaders, compact track loaders, loader backhoes, tractor loaders, compact excavators, and compact wheel loaders. Every New Holland model offers clean, responsive power, built-in comfort and versatility that helps you master any job, any challenge, anytime. Learn more. Stop by K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery today.
And again, thanks to K&L Tractor Sales and Service for being our second quarter scoreboard sponsor in the broadcast today. Don't forget, if you need service for your farm machinery, depend on the expert technicians at K&L Tractor Sales and Service, State Route 49, the south edge of Fort Recovery, your New Holland and Floss Farm Equipment dealer. Well, for the Fort Recovery Lady Indians today, we have Mara Pearson with 7 points here at halftime. Mara had 3 2-point baskets and 1 out of 1 at the free throw line. 4 points for Kenzie Garkey. Kenzie had 2 out of 2 at the line and 1 2-point goal. 3 points for Alexis Wendell. Alexis had a 2-point goal and 1 out of 2 at the free throw line. Kennedy Mullenkamp has 3 points. Kennedy had a 2-point goal and 1 out of 2 at the free throw line. Maddie Guggenbiller had 3 points on a 2-point goal and 1 out of 2 at the free throw line. And then 2 points for Callie Wendell and Carly Niekamp. Both Callie and Carly had a 2-point field goal. So really, really nice balance for the Lady Indians here at halftime as they lead 24-14. For Franklin Monroe, Skylar Bauman is their leading scorer. She has a total of 8 points on the day on 2 2-point goals, a 3-point goal, and 1 out of 2 at the line for her 8 points. Then we have 3 players with 2 points apiece. Jalia Nichols with a 2-point goal, Olivia Cease with a 2-point goal, and Mara Yant with a 2 out of 2 at the free throw line for her 2 points. And that's basically it for the scoring for each team. No JV game today, as Franklin Monroe did not have enough players to field a JV team, so just the varsity game only here at the Fort Site Fieldhouse.
Franklin Monroe will have the ball to start the third quarter. Our third quarter is brought to you by Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, St. Henry, Coldwater, and Rossburg in this area. Again, you want to check out the job opportunities at Cooper Farms? Go to CooperFarmsJobs.com. That's CooperFarmsJobs.com. You can see all the job opportunities in all the Cooper Farms locations. And they have a lot of great opportunities for you. There's a shot up and good by Franklin Monroe. Skylar Bauman adds to her number of points to give her 10 points on the day on a kind of a scoop shot there. And Fort Recovery with the ball. Kennedy Mollenkamp right side. She'll pass down low to Grace Guggenviller. Fires and, oh, it rolls off the rim. Rebound back up. No good by Alexis Wendell. Mara Pearson comes up with it. No good off the back of the rim as she was standing in the lane. Alexis Wendell comes up with it. No good. Callie Wendell comes up with it. No good. Kennedy Mollenkamp comes up with it. No good. My Lord, how many rebounds did they have there? They had to have at least six or seven rebounds, and nobody could put the ball in the basket. Skylar Bauman gets called for a foul for Franklin Monroe, and that'll send Kennedy Mollenkamp to the free throw line for two shots. Eyes the basket, puts it up, and it's no good. One more for Kennedy. Don't forget now, tonight we'll have the Hall of Fame induction of the 1971 State Boys Basketball Team at 7 o'clock. And that'll be followed by the Fort Recovery Fort Laramie Boys Basketball game. Second free throw is good by Kennedy. Got one of two. And Fort Recovery now back on defense. With the ball, here's Olivia Cease for Franklin Monroe. Passes on the right side to Jelaya Nichols. Nichols holding the ball, guarded by Callie Wendell. Over here to Cease. Olivia Cease now will pass to Nichols on the right. Nichols comes to the free throw line, passes off back to Nichols. Now she drives down, pops a 10-footer, and doesn't go. Rebound comes to Mara Pearson for Fort Recovery. Muscled that ball away. And a foul is going to be called, I believe, on Mara Yant. Mara Yant comes up with the foul. And Kennedy Mollenkamp will toss it in for Fort Recovery. Into Mara Pearson. No good. And she's fouled in the act of shooting. So Mara Pearson goes back to the free throw line. So far today, she is 1-for-1 at the line. She'll have two here. Lady Indians leading 25-16. And this free throw's up and no good. Franklin Monroe scored the first 4 points of the game to take a 4-0 lead. And then they didn't score again in the first quarter. And at the end of the first quarter, the Lady Indians led 14-4. That free throw's no good. Missed them both. But Alexis Wendell came down with the rebound. Mara Pearson right side. Grace Guggenviller wide open and drains it. Grace Guggenviller gets a three. She is a good shooter when she has any kind of time, and she had all day on that one. Fort Recovery trapping, stolen by Alexis Wendell. Here's Callie Wendell up and in. Timeout Franklin Monroe as Callie Wendell makes the score. 30-16, Fort Recovery up by 14 points now here in the Cooper Farms third quarter. We'll be back in a moment.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Hi, this is Jerry Kapp of Kapp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. The aches, the headaches, the stuffy noses, when you or your family are not feeling well, ask our caring Kapp Pharmacy pharmacists about the wide selection of over-the-counter medications, vitamins and supplements we have at Calp Pharmacy. Calp Pharmacy is located in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Bern in Union City, Indiana. So stop in or call Calp Pharmacy at 800-686-2314. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
In the backseat.
Back here at the Portside Fieldhouse, score is 30-16. Fort Recovery leading the Franklin Monroe Lady Jets here. Here comes the inbounds pass to Nichols, Jeliah Nichols. Over to Olivia Cease. She'll pass it up the court. Underneath, it's up and no good. Good pass work there, but they couldn't convert the shot. Missing that was Kyra Barnes. At the other end, Mara Pearson puts it up and in.
3-point basket, Mara.
Mara has 9 points on the day now. It makes it 32-16. Fort Recovery's double the score. Fort Recovery steals the ball. Now Franklin Monroe steals it right back. Franklin Monroe holds the ball out front. Cease with it. She'll pass it off. Over on the right side it goes. Now down low, there's Skylar Bauman, and she's going to be fouled and will be, I think, at the line or not. Let's see. Nope. Out of bounds. Callie Wendell gets called for the foul. Alexis Wendell comes out for Fort Recovery. Kenzie Garkey goes back in. So Garkey in the lineup. Again, Fort Recovery playing without Whitley Rammel again today because of concussion protocol. And here's a ball tipped out of bounds by Franklin Monroe on the Fort Recovery inbound. So it'll be Franklin Monroe gets the ball. Correction. Fort Recovery tipped it out of bounds. Franklin Monroe puts it in play. Here's a shot from outside. It's no good. Rebound comes to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Skylar Bauman missing a three-point shot there. Left side to Mara Pearson. Kennedy Mollenkamp. Bounce pass to Grace Guggenbiller. Back over to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Three-point shot good. Kennedy Mollenkamp drains a three to give her 7 points on the day. And it's now 35-16. Lady Indians on their way to their second consecutive win today. Here's the ball thrown out of bounds by Franklin Monroe as Fort Recovery pressing. Give the ball to the Lady Indians. Don't forget, if you'd like to sell your corn to Cooper Farm, simply call toll-free 800-637-7161. That's 800-637-7161 to sell your corn to Cooper Farms or to get more information. There's a foul called on Franklin Monroe. It's going to be called on Olivia Cease. It's only her first personal foul. Grace Guggenbiller will toss it in here for the Lady Indians. Comes in to Mara Pearson. Mara now just holding the ball. Dumps it off to Grace Guggenbiller, and they say Mara Pearson held the ball for more than 5 seconds without getting rid of the basketball. So that's a violation. Turnover on the Lady Indians. Franklin Monroe has it back. Olivia Cease will put it in play. Here's Jeliah Nichols. Nichols dribbling up against Kenzie Garkey. Now passes down court. Back outside it goes to Nichols. Here's Cease. Right side, there's Bauman firing a three. Missed it. Rebound comes down to Franklin Monroe. It's no good, but a foul's called on Fort Recovery as Presley Cox is fouled for the Lady Jets. Callie Wendell picks up the foul, her third personal foul. So at the line goes Presley Cox. First free throw is good. She will have one more. Carly Niekamp and Maddie Guggenbiller come in for Fort Recovery. Grace Guggenbiller and Mara Pearson will both go out for a rest. Again at the line for Franklin Monroe. Presley Cox misses off the front of the rim. Rebound comes down to Jeliah Nichols. Back out top. Right side it goes. Skylar Bauman will pass over to Cease. Now it goes to Presley Cox. Cox will pass off to Olivia Cease.
Left to Jelaya Nichols. Nichols dribbles in. Passes over on the wing. Back out top to Cease. Right side to Bauman. Lost the ball. And Carly Nichols came up with it. Got it over to Maddie Guggenbiller, who passed it off from there. And now Fort Recovery brings it down. Maddie Guggenbiller, right side, will pop the shot, and it does not go down. Off of apparently Olivia Cease, they say. So the ball will go to Fort Recovery. Kenzie Garkey will toss it in here for the Lady Indians. They lead 35-17, 3:32 to go here in the Cooper Farms third quarter. Into Maddie Guggenbiller, a bounced off a body and out of bounds. Turnover on Fort Recovery. Again, Cooper Farms offers a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support as well. Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery. Again, St. Henry, Coldwater, and Rossburg here in this area. Jelaya Nichols passing on the right to Olivia Cease. Back out to Nichols, top of the key. She'll dribble to the right. Comes back out top at the center circle. Jelaya with the ball, passing it off to Olivia Cease. She has the ball knocked away by Carly Niekamp. Here comes Carly down, stops, pops, and no good. Rebound back up by Sage Luthold, no good. Callie Wendell got the ball. Over to Niekamp, back to Wendell, open from three, and she hits it. They left Callie wide open from three, and she drains it, making it 38-17 now. Lady Indians lead by 21 points. Fort Recovery will go to 4-13 with the win today, and two wins in a row, which really is boosting the morale for this Lady Indian team. They were down in the dumps there for a while. Here's a shot up by Nichols, no good. Rebound, Franklin Monroe up and no good by Kyra Barnes. And Fort Recovery comes down with the rebound. Garkey will pass to Maddie Guggenbiller to the right. Maddie looks inside and tried to catch Carly Nichols, or Carly Niekamp, but Carly wasn't quite expecting the pass, and it went out of bounds. A little miscommunication there between two Lady Indians. Franklin Monroe with the basketball. Here's Jelaya Nichols with it. Right side to Olivia Cease, who will come back out at the center circle. Dribbles the ball. Passing right side. Back out top to Bauman, and it's going to be tipped by Fort Recovery, and she went back in the backcourt and picked it up. No violation because it was tipped. There's Olivia Cease with the ball now at the center circle for Franklin Monroe. Right side it goes. It's Presley Cox. Back out top, and then tried to lob it down inside to Bauman, and it's tipped out of bounds by Fort Recovery. Mara Yant tried to hit Bauman down low, but it's tipped out of bounds by the Lady Indians. So tossing it in here for Franklin Monroe will be Olivia Cease. Cease pass comes out deep to Skylar Bauman. Skylar dribbling, tries to go through between 2 foot recovery Lady Indians, couldn't do so, passes it off to Nichols, up no good. Rebound comes down to Sage Luthold. Sage will dump it off to Mara Pearson, and Mara comes down across the timeline. Mara goes to the free throw line, pops the shot, misses. Rebound Carly Niekamp, no good. Rebound Carly Niekamp, no good. And she's fouled in the act of shooting. So Carly will go to the line with two shots. She has 2 points on the day on a two-point basket. First time for Carly at the free throw line. Lady Indians finding themselves in a good position here with 58 seconds to go in the third quarter on the Cooper Farm scoreboard and leading 38-17. Carly Nichols hits the first free throw. Don't forget, some great job opportunities are awaiting you at Cooper Farms. Check all the job opportunities at CooperFarmsJobs.com. That's CooperFarmsJobs.com. Carly Nichols will put this one up in the air, and it is no good. Rebound comes to Jelaya Nichols. Jelaya Nichols of Franklin Monroe brings it all the way down, scoops it up, got it.
and she's fouled in the act of shooting. Jelaya Nichols gets her second basket of the day. And again, she is fouled on the play.
Number three, Carly Niekamp.
Carly Niekamp picks up the foul, her first. And so Nichols will be at the line. Her first free throw of the day, and it is no good off the back of the rim. Ooh, Mara Pearson went down on the floor after rebounding the ball. They're going to call her for traveling. Ouch, that hurt. So Franklin Monroe gets the ball. Travel call there on Mara Pearson. Back outside it goes. Here's Jelaya Nichols. Jelaya works to the right side, passes back outside. Over on the left wing, Olivia Cease with the ball. Olivia works her way to the right, passes back over here to Lila Davis, I believe it is in the game now. Shots up by Jelaya Nichols, missed it. Rebound comes to Maddie Guggenbiller, Fort Recovery, over to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp to Mara Pearson, down to 12 seconds. Lady Indians will take the last shot here. Mara Pearson lost the ball out of bounds. It'll be given to Franklin Monroe. Mara started to dribble to the corner and just lost the ball there. Inbounds pass comes to Franklin Monroe. Cease with it. Brings it down. Right side shots fired up. And it's good. 2-point basket for Presley Cox right at the horn. That makes the score 39-21. 39-21. Fort Recovery leads by 18 points going into the fourth quarter here. They add to their lead by 4 points in this third quarter. We'll be back with the fourth quarter of action. Thanks to Cooper Farms for being our, again, third quarter scoreboard sponsor. Don't forget, Cooper Farms offers a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support as well. Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, St. Henry, also Coldwater and Rossburg. We'll be back in a moment.
I need a better job where the benefits are great. A family-friendly company with competitive pay. Where people stop and greet me when they see my smiling face. Cooper Farms. It's more than a workplace.
Locations in Van Wert, Fort Recovery, St. Henry, Rossburg, and Coldwater. Start at $15.25 an hour for full-time production. Flexible options available, too. To apply, visit CooperFarmsJobs.com. Cooper Farms, it's more than a workplace.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Whether you work in landscaping, farming, or construction, New Holland 300 series skid steers and compact loaders are reliable workhorses to stand up to any challenge you face. We at K&L Tractor Sales can show you the many New Holland advantages that allow you to work more efficiently, like the patented Super Boom technology that delivers maximum reach at full height and easy servicing. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery to see New Holland skid steer and compact track loader.
Back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse, Fort Recovery leads heading into the fourth quarter by a score of 39-21. Again, thanks to Cooper Farms for being our third quarter scoreboard sponsor. Callie Wendell over to Mara Pearson. There's Grace Guggenbiller. Guggenbiller underneath, tries to feed off to Kennedy Mollenkamp. And the ball got loose, picked up by Franklin Monroe, and they're going to throw it away. Well, now they say it was deflected by Fort Recovery. One official said it wasn't. One official said it was. And the one who said it was deflected wins out. So here we go with the inbounds pass for Franklin Monroe. Comes in to Presley Cox. Now they throw it away. Turnover, Franklin Monroe. Kennedy Mollenkamp comes up with the basketball. Right side it goes to Grace Guggenbiller. Guggenbiller passing off to Mara Pearson down the lane, puts it up and in. Mara Pearson drove the lane and lays it in. Makes the score 41-21 now. Lady Indians lead by 20 points now. Franklin Monroe, Lady Jets with the ball. 7 minutes to go in the game. And they're going to call what now? Timeout? Timeout's called by Franklin Monroe. So timeout on the court. We'll be back in a moment here at the Fortside Fieldhouse, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalf of Kalf Pharmacy, a locally owned health mart pharmacy. When you're in need of a new pair of diabetic shoes, at Kalf Pharmacy, our pharmacists can measure and fit your feet so both shoes and inserts can be custom to you. Kalf Pharmacy carries Anodyne or Dr. Comfort diabetic shoes and are able to bill Medicare, Medicaid, or insurance. So call Kalf Pharmacy in Fort Recovery at 800-686-2314 so we can help answer your questions or schedule a diabetic shoe fitting appointment. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
When you trust your money to a bank, you want to be sure it's in an account that's right for you. At the St. Henry Bank, we are your everyday bank for your everyday busy lifestyle. And we offer a variety of both personal and business checking accounts. And we take pride in helping you decide what type of account best suits your needs. Stop in and see us today, the St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Rob Weaver here at the Fortside Fieldhouse on a Saturday afternoon. You're listening to WPGW AM and FM in Portland, Indiana, 105.3 FM in Portland. Our studio producer now, we started out with Eric Catterly. Now we have Sebastian Solis with us running the buttons back at the radio station. Neil Spencer's here at the game site for FortRecoveryRadio.com. Franklin Monroe just tried to pass it down low and stolen by Mara Pearson. She's fouled. And Mara will be at the free throw line. Nah, maybe not. Out of bounds, I think. Mara got slapped in the face. And foul is called on Mara Yant. Here's an inbounds pass to Mara Pearson. She puts it up and in. Perfect inbounds play for Fort Recovery. And Mara's in double figures today, leading all scorers with 13 points at the moment. Jaliyah Nichols for Franklin Monroe, right side to Olivia Cease. Cease will dribble back out top, take it to the center circle. Backs up, looking for a teammate. Right side it goes. There's Presley Cox to Olivia Cease. Cease will dribble to the left and tried to pass it off to Skylar Bauman, and it's out of bounds, and I think, yeah, it's going to go to Fort Recovery. No, they say it's Fort Recovery tipped the ball. So it's going to go to Franklin Monroe. Franklin Monroe will get the basketball. 6:15 left to go in the game. Inbounds pass is tipped out of bounds. Holly Gann, the head coach of the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. Fine young lady. Very dedicated to doing a great job for Fort Recovery. Franklin Monroe threw it away. Out of bounds it goes. Mara Yant tried to hit one of her teammates, and she wasn't there. Oh, they say it's tipped by Fort Recovery? Really? I guess so. So Fort Recovery must have tipped the ball. Franklin Monroe has it back. There's a shot up and no good by Skylar Bauman. And Bauman will be at the free throw line for two shots.
Foul number 15, Alexis Wendell.
Alexis Wendell gets called for the personal foul. Bauman has been to the line one other time today, and she is one out of two at the line. This one's up, and it's good. Now two out of three at the free throw line for Skylar Bauman. And she has a total of 9 points on the day for Franklin Monroe. And now 10 as she got them both. Fort Recovery with the ball. Callie Wendell across the timeline. Right side it goes to Elizabeth Allig. There's Grace Guggenbiller down low. Back to Elizabeth. Oh, Elizabeth, you passed up a beautiful shot. Back to Elizabeth. Back outside, Callie Wendell on the left to Alexis Wendell. Pass inside to Grace Guggenbiller, no good. Grace Guggenbiller, no good again. Rebound comes down to Alexis Wendell. Here's Elizabeth Allig, missing a shot from the right baseline. And there's Kennedy Mollenkamp putting it up in over the top of a much shorter Jaliyah Nichols.
So Kennedy Mollenkamp scoring. Shot by Franklin Monroe is no good. Mollenkamp now with 9 points on the day. And there's a ball tipped out of bounds by Franklin Monroe as Fort Recovery has the basketball.
Number 12, Maya Jimenez back into the game for Fort Recovery. And number 24, Maddie Newman.
Amalia Jimenez Martin comes in the game for Fort Recovery. Maddie Guggenbiller will toss the ball in. Comes in to Elizabeth Allig. Allig way out at the center circle, dribbling. Moves her way to the right, lost the ball. Grabbed it somehow, fed off to Grace Guggenbiller, back to Allig. Kenzie Garkey on the left side it goes to Martin, now underneath the Guggenbiller, scoring.
2 point basket.
Grace Guggenbiller now with 5 points on the day for Guggenbiller. Makes it 47-23. Lady Indians are going to win this game today. No question about that. Just a matter of the final score. There's a shot from outside by Skylar Bauman. No good. Rebound comes to Maddie Guggenbiller. Over to Martin, and she threw it away. Tried to hit Guggenbiller, and Maddie had already gone by. So the ball will go to Franklin Monroe. Again tonight here on 100.9, we'll have Fort Recovery boys basketball. The Fort Recovery boys tangling with Fort Loramie tonight. And we'll also have the Hall of Fame presentation live on the radio. That should be around 7 o'clock this evening. So they'll be inducting the 1971 Fort Recovery boys state championship team into the Hall of Fame tonight. Shot by Jelaya Nichols is no good. Rebound Fort Recovery. Niekamp came up with the rebound there over on the right side to Martin. She'll fire and miss. Rebound comes down, and a foul's going to be called on somebody. Let's see who. Carly Niekamp gets called for the foul. So out of bounds to Olivia Cease.
Number 3, Tyler Barnes, back in the game for Franklin Monroe.
Cease will toss in to Jelaya Nichols. Nichols back to Cease. Cease across the timeline. Hands off to Bauman, Skylar Bauman. Jelaya Nichols tried to hit Cease down low, but it's intercepted by Fort Recovery. Maddie Guggenbiller over to Kenzie Garkey. Now there's Jimenez Martin. She'll pass back out top. Garkey on the left to Maddie Guggenbiller. Down low to Sage Luthold. Luthold tried to pass back to Guggenbiller, and it's intercepted by Jelaya Nichols. And she lost the ball out of bounds, but it's tipped out by Fort Recovery. 3:20 left to go in the game now, 47-23. Here comes the inbounds pass from Kyra Barnes of Franklin Monroe. Tries to hit Bauman, but it's stolen by Fort Recovery. Maddie Guggenbiller, down it goes to Niekamp. Good. Carly Niekamp, about a 12-footer on the left side, giving her 5 points on the day. And that makes the score now 49-23. Right side it goes to Franklin Monroe's Skylar Bauman. To Presley Cox. There's Olivia Cease. Cease will pass to Jelaya Nichols on the left. Now on the wing, there's Bauman firing, missing. Rebound Carly Niekamp. Carly over to Maddie Guggenbiller. Guggenbiller comes down. Ball was tapped loose, but she got it back. Here's Jimenez Martin. Tries to pass inside to Niekamp, but it's stolen by Franklin Monroe. Down they come. Here's Kyra Barnes up no good. Rebound comes to Jimenez Martin. And here comes Fort Recovery with the basketball. Garkey over to Jimenez Martin. Back to Kenzie Garkey. Back to Jimenez Martin on the right side to Maddie Guggenbiller. 2 minutes, 11 seconds to go in the game, and there's a foul called on Kyra Barnes. It will be 1-1. 1-1 for Fort Recovery. Sage Luthold will come in, and a whole bunch of players come in now for Franklin Monroe. All the players who have not been playing
off the bench and into the court. Sage Luthold has not scored yet tonight, so this will be her first chance. She will have 1-1. It's up, and it is no good. Rebound comes down to Carly Niekamp. No good. Carly got it back. Knocked out of bounds. They say it's lost off of Carly Niekamp. -43 Lady Indians leading here over Franklin Monroe. 1:57 to go in the game. On the left side it goes. Lady Jets with the basketball. Jenna Wolf in the game now for Franklin Monroe. Now Franklin Monroe lost it out of bounds. Also, Lila Davis is in there. She hasn't played much today. Also, Valerie Schretke is in the lineup for Franklin Monroe as well. Jimenez Martin with the ball for Fort Recovery. Lobs it in to Elizabeth Alec. Right side to Sage Luthold, and no good. Rolls off the top of the rim. Rebound comes to Carly Niekamp. Outside to Kenzie Garkey. Jimenez Martin with it. She'll pop the shot. No good. Rebound comes to Elizabeth Alec. No good. Rebound to Niekamp. No good. And she's fouled and will be at the free throw line with two shots. Carly Niekamp, only a freshman. One of the promising prospects for Fort Recovery coach Holly Gann. Carly Niekamp to the line. 49-23 is the score on the scoreboard. Fort Recovery in the lead here. At the line, Carly Niekamp lets it go, and it is good. Got the first one. She is now 2 out of 3 at the line today. Has a total of 5 points. One more for Carly. Lets it fly, and it's no good off the front of the rim. Rebound comes down to Presley Cox for Franklin Monroe. And she lost it out of bounds, but they say it was last touched by Maddie Guggenbiller. Hope to talk with Coach Gann after the game, so hang around for that. We'll give you all of our final stats as well. And a ball stolen away by Maddie Guggenbiller. Took it out of the hands of Presley Cox. Down comes Guggenbiller with the basketball. Works her way to the right side. Dumps it off to Elizabeth Alec. Back outside it goes. Jimenez Martin to Niekamp. Sage Luthold down the left. Shots up no good by Elizabeth Alec. Rebound Maddie Guggenbiller. And they're going to call traveling on Maddie Guggenbiller. That'll give the ball back to Franklin Monroe with 49 seconds left on the scoreboard clock. 50-23 is the score. Here's Kyra Barnes for Franklin Monroe. And stolen by Jimenez Martin. Down she comes. And she has it knocked out of her hands by Kyra Barnes. Kyra reaches down and helps up Jimenez Martin, who had fallen to the floor. Nice gesture of sportsmanship. Elizabeth Alec logs it in and stolen by Franklin Monroe. Now fouls on Fort Recovery. Getting the inbounds pass there, or stealing the inbounds pass, was Jenna Wolf for Franklin Monroe. Amalia Jimenez Martin is called for the foul. So Franklin Monroe has the ball. Kyra Barnes passing right side. Presley Cox with it. Now it's lost and taken by Maddie Guggenbiller. Guggenbiller fires it down to Elizabeth Alec. Steps out of bounds. Alec couldn't keep her balance and stay in bounds and stepped out of bounds there. Down to 15 seconds. Franklin Monroe with the ball. Kyra Barnes with the basketball. She will pass it off to Valerie Schretke. Back out. There's Presley Cox with it. Gives to Kyra Barnes. Kyra will fire and miss, but she's fouled in the act of shooting with 1/10 of a second to go in the game. Kyra has not yet scored today, so this will give her a chance to be on the scoreboard with two free throws coming. She was at the free throw line earlier in the game and missed both free throws. Bounces the ball, lets it fly, and it's no good off the back of the rim. She will have one more. Gets some encouraging pats on the back from her teammates. Kyra Barnes, a freshman at the line, lets it fly, and it is no good. Rebound comes down off of Carly Niekamp, and that ends the game. Final score was 50-23. Fort Recovery defeats Franklin Monroe. They go to 4-13 on the year now with the victory. Two wins in a row over St. Henry and Franklin Monroe for the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. We'll be back. Hopefully we can talk with Coach Gann coming up in just a moment.
Mark your calendars for Open House Week at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery. It's Wednesday through Saturday, January 26th through the 29th. Enjoy 15% off all filters for your Case IH and Kubota branded equipment. All parts are at least 10% off. There's refreshments every day and chances to win prizes. Please send your pre-orders so that we can have your order ready when you come in. Wednesday through Saturday, January 26th through the 29th. Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery.
Remember that scene in the Indiana Jones movie where the old knight tells him to choose wisely? Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, choose wisely. Now, I'm not an old knight, but I do know insurance. From farms to factories to cars and ATVs, don't just spin the wheel and choose the first one that comes up. Insurance is too important not to have some local advice on what is wisest for you. FortRecoveryInsurance.com, your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
Need a better job where the benefits are great. A family-friendly company with competitive pay. Where people stop and greet me when they see my smiling face. Cooper Farms, it's more than a workplace.
Locations in Van Wert, Fort Recovery, St. Henry, Rossburg, and Coldwater. Start at $15.25 an hour for full-time production. Flexible options available too. To apply, visit CooperFarmsJobs.com. Cooper Farms, it's more than a workplace.
Well, giving you the individual scoring for the game. Again, Fort Recovery led 14-4. They trailed early in the game, 4-0. Franklin Monroe got the first 4 points of the game. But then Fort Recovery scored 14 in a row in the first quarter to lead 14-4 at the quarter break and never looked back after that. So Fort Recovery led 14-4 at the first quarter, led 24-14 at halftime, led 39-21 after three, in the final 50-23. Fort Recovery was led today by Mara Pearson with 13 points. Nothing different there. She's been the leading scorer for the Lady Indians all year long. Second leading scorer was Kennedy Mollenkamp with 9 points today. Chipping in with seven was Callie Wendell, 6 points for Carly Niekamp. 5 points for Grace Guggenbiller, 4 for Kenzie Garkey, 3 apiece for Alexis Wendell and Maddie Guggenbiller. Again, 13 for Mara Pearson and 9 for Kennedy Mollenkamp. For Franklin Monroe, they were led by Skylar Bauman, who had 12 points on the day, 4 points for Jaliah Nichols, 3 points for Presley Cox, 2 points for Mara Yaunt, and 2 points for Olivia Cease. Again, the final score, 50-23. We did not play a junior varsity game today because of a lack of players for the Franklin Monroe Lady Jets. And we do have the head coach of the Lady Indians with us now. And congratulations, 2 in a row. That's what we wanted.
Yep, 2 in a row. You know, and this is good. This is a good win here at home today on a Saturday. And, yeah, we did some good things. Executed late offensively, getting some kids, making some shots, so building some confidence. Defensively, contained them to 23 points, which is pretty good. So, yeah, pretty happy as a coach. And like I said, these girls just work hard every day, just like everybody else, so it's nice to come up with another win. And 2 in a row.
And 2 in a row, and you had a lot of players play today and a lot of balance in the scoring, too. You had a lot of kids score. So that was a very much positive thing for you. The only iffy time of the game was when it was 4-0 as Franklin Monroe scored their first two shots of the game. And I'm sure you were, well, let's see what's going on here.
Yeah, I think I had to call a quick timeout there and kind of say, okay, guys, what's going on? I said, this can go one of two ways, and right now it's not looking like it's going our way. So we need to go ahead and get that in control because I just, you know, it's a Saturday game. You know, Rob, we can come up with 1,001 excuses as to why we, you know, are coming out a little sluggish, but the biggest one is that mentally we need to get focused and get into the game. And so then you saw us picking it up a little bit, and we're able to make that change, and here we are. We were able to defeat Franklin Monroe today.
Obviously a good job on defense, holding them to 23 points, and you also effectively used your press today. I think you bothered them quite a bit the whole game, actually.
Absolutely, and you know, and that's something that we put in right after Christmas, and we are just going to continue to keep it fine-tuning, and we did make some adjustments there at halftime, which they were able to adjust to. So, again, we're getting better. We're getting better every day, and some days it doesn't seem like it, but you always just got to find the positive and keep moving forward.
And again, for those folks that didn't hear our interview we had earlier in the broadcast, Whitley Ramel out again today with the concussion protocol, and hopefully back next week maybe, huh?
Yeah, we're shooting for that. And you know, like I said, these girls, it's just crazy when you have somebody that puts up, you know, lots of rebounds and just picks up the trash and does a lot of good things for us. Other girls just kind of find a way to pick up some of that slack. You know, Carly came in today after being off for a little bit, got some good rebounds, put up some points. Maddie came in, got some rebounds, put up some points. So offensively, these girls are boarding hard, and Franklin Monroe had a hard time controlling the boards. But there again, that's one of those things we talked about. It's like, hey, we need to do these three things to win, and execution and rebounding and playing hard are all three of those things. So,
well, next week you have Coldwater on Thursday, and that'll be a home game. That's a positive for us. And then you're going to be on the road against Troy Christian on Saturday. Never been there in my life.
Troy Christian, just a good time. Varsity only contest, noon start time. So okay. Varsity only, noon start time. I also have never been there. So first time for both of us.
Hey, yeah, exactly. Well, hey, thanks for coming up afterwards. And again, congratulations on the second win in a row. And I know things were a little gloomy a week ago, and things are looking a lot better.
You know, and this is, things are gloomy in life sometimes, and you just got to keep pushing through. Keep pushing through, keep pushing through, keep working hard, and you know, sometimes that light will eventually turn on for these girls. So, and here we are. We got two in a row, and we're moving into a good week, and Coldwater's a good team, but I think we can get them.
Okay, Holly. Well, thanks so much.
Have a good day.
You too. Holly Gann, head coach of the Fort Recovery Lady Indians, speaking to us after the Lady Indians defeat Franklin Monroe 50-23. Once again, the top scorers for Fort Recovery, Mara Pearson with 13, Kennedy Mullenkamp with 9, 7 for Callie Wendell, 6 points for Carly Niekamp, 5 for Grace Guggenbiller, 4 points for Kenzie Garkey, 3 for Alexis Wendell, and 3 for Maddie Guggenbiller. So a lot of kids get in the scoring lineup today. Again, we'll be back here tonight. Don't forget, we'll have the Hall of Fame induction ceremony about 7 o'clock, inducting the 1971 boys basketball team into the Hall of Fame. Of course, they won the state title back in those days, coached by the late Al Souter. And then after that, we'll have the boys basketball game with Fort Recovery hosting Fort Loramie, always a toughie. Fort Recovery in Fort Loramie tonight. That's probably going to be a more like 7:45, but whatever happens, we'll have it for you this evening here on the radio at 100.9 on your FM dial. Thanks to our studio producers at the radio station today. That would include Mr. Eric Catterly and also Sebastian Solis. Thanks to Neil Spencer here at the game site with FortRecoveryRadio.com. And thanks to those of you who are watching on TV today as well from the Fortside Fieldhouse. Again, the final score, Fort Recovery defeats Franklin Monroe, improving their record to 4-13 on the year. They win 50-23 this afternoon. Until tonight, Rob Weaver saying have a great day.
Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio was being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.